Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you think so? And I'll be going back. You see all the numbers of kids that come to the
It's showtime, folks!
Yes, sir.
Another edition of Sand City Radio. It's me, Father Time, running the show by myself as usual. I think I need to, me and my co-host, it's about time for that pink slip because dude's slipping. What's happening, D?
What's up?
Shitting like a villain. What's up, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Janine.
Hey. Janine, I meant to tell you something
mm-hmm.
last week.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, too. Okay.
No, you didn't forget last week. You didn't forget. You said it last week. But you can say it every week if you like.
All right. All right, y'all. For everybody that's listening out there in internet land, you want to call the show, let your voice be heard. The number is 563-999-3059. Press 1, and we'll bring you in. Express your views, say what you got to say, whatever. We ain't got no rules here. All right, ladies, let me ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this, and I'm just wondering. All right, you know how you go out on a date with a guy, right? And, you know, for most guys, if the guy treats, right, you know, you ordering steak and filet mignon and all that good shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, he expecting to fuck later on, right? Yeah, I know that, right?
Bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, he could expect whatever he like, but go on.
That don't mean he gonna get it. I'm just saying. You feel
well, okay, that's understandable. That's understandable. He may not get it.
Yeah.
He might get it. He might not. That's understandable.
Yeah. Okay.
But now let me flip it. If you take me out and treat me, are you expecting a dick afterwards?
No.
No. And why would I? No.
And that's the whole point. We as women don't expect that. We do things out of the kindness of our heart because we just want to do it for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm ordering lobster, filet mignon,
and being nice and taking you out.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean we want the D. You know what I'm saying? If I want the D,
exactly.
I'm gonna just say I want the D. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Well, I got to take you out
to
get the D. How could you
exactly.
say hey,
I don't need
the
to
D.
take
What's
you
up?
Out? I don't need to take you out for that. Shit, I need the fuck. That's all we got to say.
Okay.
Well, we don't need to do all that.
Well, damn. What's happening, delightful?
Hey, hey, everybody.
Hey,
yeah. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you agree with what they said, right?
I did not catch it. I'm sorry. All I heard is something about a date.
All right, I'm gonna break it down to you. If I take you out, you order all that expensive shit on the restaurant on the motherfucking menu. I'm expecting to get some ass at the end of the day. Now, if you take me out, and I'm ordering the lobster, the filet mignon, that $400 bottle of wine, you expecting a dick afterwards?
Am I expecting a what? The dick afterwards?
You expecting to get some dick afterwards? I mean,
not necessarily.
You spent about $600 on me.
Not necessarily. I mean, it ain't always got to be about the dick. There is a such thing as intimacy.
Well, if I spend $600 on you, I'm expecting to fuck at the end. I'm sorry.
Most men
ain't nobody
I'm
spending
expecting...
no $600. Ain't nobody spending no $600
on
oh,
no damn dinner.
Exactly. We're going to get that established right before we go. Okay, this is
okay.
what we working with.
But I can't stand
you better.
Your limit is. Hey, your limit is.
Okay. We got $175 budget for that, and then we're going to spend this other $50 right here. We're going to stop at the toy store with this $60.
Hey,
see, now that's how you,
hey,
that's how you do that name.
You got to exactly.
You
got to establish
right.
the rules.
So what y'all saying is, I'll use what you said earlier. So when y'all take a guy out, y'all just doing it out of goodness of y'all heart. Y'all don't expect nothing in return.
No,
that's
I don't do it every day.
I don't.
I don't have to take you out to get the D. If I want the D, I want the D. What you mean?
Exactly.
We ain't got to do all that special shit that y'all think y'all got to do. I'm just saying. And my thing is, if y'all...
So you saying I ain't
got
to take out to get the S?
I'm just saying, if you guys would keep it 100 and say what your ulterior motive is in the beginning, instead of trying to, I'm going to take you out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, keep that shit 100. Look, what I want is a fuck buddy, so, you know, we can go out, we can chill, but I really want fuck. You know what I'm saying? Stop lying. And you might get more pussy than you get now. I'm just
fine. Exactly. We're always trying to be slick. When we the ones manipulating y'all. We don't care about know what y'all talk about, because if we know we want to fuck you, all that manipulation y'all be trying to do, we already knew when we first saw you if we wanted to fuck you or not.
Okay. That's it.
Wow.
And y'all do all that for no reason. Y'all do all that.
I ain't gonna say they do it for no reason, but, you know, it's a bit extra.
I'm saying they could be honest about it and get further. That's what I'm saying.
They definitely could.
Mm-hmm. So
you make yourself look like a fuckboy. When y'all do all that, then get the cookies and then want to dip or act stupid. Why? We could have just fucked them in our separate ways.
All right, let me ask y'all this. Okay, you said you know up front. If you're going to fuck the motherfucker, you already know. So I meet you walking down the street.
Unless he open his mouth and say some fucked up shit, he didn't fuck it up.
Fuck, I'm saying, don't put no extras on it. Don't put no extras on it. You said.
We do know unless you fuck it up. And that's what always happens.
That's it. We know whether or not we want to do it or not. But see, it's some dumb shit that come out y'all mouth. Then we be like, oh, fuck that. I ain't getting that nigga no pussy because then he ain't going to know how to act. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So wow, really? He ain't going to know how to act.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm. crash that ass.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. There's been a few situations, and I'm sure most women have been through it, where they done got the dick and they don't know how to act. But y'all go to another extreme. Like, we kind of catch ourselves. Like, bitch, you being thirsty. Stop. Just stop.
Right.
Y'all don't catch y'all stuff. Y'all keep going.
What's that supposed to mean?
Y'all don't catch y'all stuff. Like, it's a natural instinct for a man to want, just a natural instinct for a man to want to chase. It's not a natural instinct for a woman to chase a man. So therefore, when a woman feels like she's chasing a man, she reverts and she bags back usually.
And then you end up missing your blessing.
No,
but all that.
Hey, I'm just saying. He could be the baddest motherfucker on the planet. You never know, because you don't want to chase. Here we go with this women's
list. Last I checked, the Bible says the man that findeth the wife findeth a good thing. So I ain't supposed to be chasing no damn way.
Why?
What? Didn't I just say the Bible said I ain't supposed to chase you? You supposed to find me?
We ain't talking about the Bible.
The man that finds a wife finds a good thing. You know, the man shall leave his mama and daddy and cleave to his wife. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lie.
Y'all don't want to get me.
That's a lie.
That's what it says.
You said that.
Just because you find your wife, that don't mean she the right motherfucker for you.
Whoa, hold on. Just because you chose the wrong wife, don't blame that on God. You just chose, you can't, the Bible said,
he who finds a, whatever you said, something about he who finds a wife finds a right one, whatever.
No, I said finds a good thing.
Yeah, that's what it says.
But if you go out here and choose and you both are not right on the same accord with God, then that's not his fault that you chose the wrong wife.
So if my wife is in a church and I'm not, that means I chose the wrong one because I ain't in church.
You unequally yoked.
Y'all not equally yoked. I do not believe that two people who are not spiritually in sync, whether it be both of y'all are all in, both of y'all got one foot in and one foot out, or both of y'all out. If y'all ain't equally yoked, no, it's not going to work.
See, right. I can't be messing with no saint. I'm a sinner.
If you want to
play. I met your ass at the club. You was drinking. You was drunk at the club when I met you. But now all of a sudden you sanctified. Because you got your ass up and went to church Sunday.
Wait a minute, hold on.
See,
get the hell out of here.
You about to get me started today. Y'all about to get me started now. Don't go there, okay? Because, you know, gifts come without repentance. So everybody's a sinner, okay, saved by the grace. But at the end of the day, what the Bible say is if you find a good thing, you obtain favor from the Lord. Not if you find your own thing. Then he ain't going to bless that because he ain't tell you to get that. That's just what you wanted. I'm just saying.
No, I said that's why I don't mess with them saints. I only mess with my sinners.
Okay. I need to be equally yoked.
There you go.
I mean, you know, God ain't through with me
well,
yet. You know what I mean? But you
right.
know, at the end of
you
the
know,
day, I don't want no man that don't know the Lord because he can't even meet me on a level like we can't even have a conversation. That's not going to happen.
And you forget that you are human. Even the most Christian is going to sin.
Everybody's sinning.
Exactly. You're going to sin. You all come with flaws, and you all fall short.
See, the problem is, y'all want to talk about this sin stuff. It's two different kind of sins. It's sins of omission and commission. Something that you know that's not right, and you go ahead and do it. And then there's some things that you do that's not right.
Pastor.
You know what I mean? It's not like you did it on purpose.
Pastor. Pastor, we not about to make this a damn sermon.
Okay, well, said it. So don't,
you know,
understand? You know, don't get me started. You know,
so,
don't
so,
get me started.
No. Take your ass on up out the pool, pig, and come on in the back room, down in the basement
right,
with
we,
the rest
we,
of us.
We gonna switch tiers, but I'm just saying, no one said that because you chose this person. That was the right one. That's the one he sent and designed for you. That's all I'm saying. Now let's move on.
Breach.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Breach, Pastor.
That's it. Now I'll take my collection. All right,
I'm just an evangelist. I'm just an evangelist.
You ain't
going to
forget that cup, though,
ain't
you? You ain't going to forget that cup, right?
I'm not
here. Pass the plate.
Right about that, honey.
Pass that plate. I got to donate to the building fund. You ain't add shit to the building in 20 years. Where the money going?
Well, I don't have a building.
So we got people listening.
I don't have a building. Hello? I don't have a building.
I'm
stop
just
it.
Saying.
Okay.
I'm just
I'm
saying. They always talking
go.
About the building fund.
Mm-mm,
all right,
no,
listen, we got people listening.
That's
we got people listening. If y'all want
to
join, will you be quiet, woman? We got listen. If y'all want to join the conversation, press 1. For the people on internet land, if you want to get on the show, the number's 563-999-3059. Press 1, we'll bring you in. Let your voice be heard. You heard me? Now, anyway,
you heard
this
me.
Crazy
that's a new
you heard me. Yeah.
That's that masterpiece for you. You heard me. That's my man, Master P. I like P.
Okay. All right,
y'all.
Check there
this
you
out.
Go. Check it out.
I'm about to switch gears on y'all. I was listening to an interview. I listened to an interview today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With Gabrielle Union. Who I think is gorgeous. She's a gorgeous woman. She's very fine to me. She almost up there with Halle Berry. I want Halle Berry good 1A, 1B. She is fine. But y'all know she's married to Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball player, if y'all don't know who Dwayne Wade is. She on Sway in the Morning. Sirius XM for y'all that don't have it. But she's giving this interview. She's doing all this talking. You know, she got a book out. She relating to her relationships and all that bullshit. And she had the nerve to say, women should be proud of their, you know, their sexual thing, right? It's okay to eat groceries. That's what she said. It's okay to eat groceries.
Okay.
Now, what I'm saying is, if you my wife, I don't think you should be getting on the radio talking about eating groceries.
Why?
Because
yeah,
she said
she
it should
be
she said it should be reciprocated. So if I do you, you should do me. That's fine if we in the bedroom and we want to go that route. That's okay. I don't think everybody listening to the goddamn radio needs to know I eat groceries. I'm your husband. Who else you talking about?
What's wrong with your sexual whatever? You scared to say what? I mean, what's up? Like
we keep it in the bedroom.
But that's just
it's supposed to stay in
the
bedroom.
I do this, I do that. I mean, they eating booty everywhere now. What you talking about? It's just like the secondhand thing. I mean, it's nothing new. If you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. I'm just saying.
I mean, we got people
okay,
out
listen.
Here fucking douse. You understand me? Fucking douse. So it can't be too far-fetched to eat the groceries.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. Let's say me and my man, we got to the Howard. Listen to me, girl. Hush, woman. Me and my man, we got to Howard Stern level. We doing it like Howard Stern. We make a Howard Stern type money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, D, you my wife. You my wife. Me and you, we married. I'm
yeah,
saying
never
everybody
married with
knows
you
me.
And I'm out that way, okay? Anyway, go ahead.
Lord, woman. Janine, me and you
right.
Married. We married. I'm not fucking with her tonight. She not
okay,
she not working my nerves.
You
we
okay.
Married, Janine. We married. I'm famous.
The question, why y'all bickering like an old divorced ass couple though? Y'all stop.
Can I get my point out now?
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
listen, this is what I'm saying. Janine, we married. me and you, we married. You get on the radio and you tell the whole world that I'm eating your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I would have a problem with that? You just
Why
told everybody that could hear your voice what we do in our bedroom. Our bedroom, not theirs, not anybody in the world.
Well, would it make you feel better if I say I eat your ass too?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, but okay, so why is it okay for the world to know that I suck your dick, but it's not okay
right,
for the world to know
right.
that you eat my ass?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't told anyone that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you haven't told
me? I mean,
you
getting on the radio
what?
Telling our personal, private stuff. That's
okay,
between me and you.
Okay, but like this, if people didn't have the form and was open enough to talk about it, then how would you be able to try new things to see if you like those things? There is a certain thing of being an advocate and okay with discussing your sexuality and what you do in the bedroom. Why are you
right
between me and you? That's between me and you, though. It's not for the world.
That's why he's
not. If we gonna discuss
line.
It, listen. No, listen. I'm gonna make a point to y'all. If we discuss it, where are we discussing it at? In the bedroom, while we butt ass naked. Either we just got through
so
fucking, or we getting
that's
ready to fuck.
That's not true. I sometimes discuss it through text over dinner. Like, no, I'm like, I talk about this shit all the time. It's not
me
just
too,
through the bedroom.
What?
Most of the time it's done in the damn bedroom. Y'all making shit very difficult tonight.
No.
Y'all know damn well most of the time that shit's in the bedroom.
No, listen. You don't have them. After you get done fucking or why you fucking or when you getting ready to do that, ain't no damn talk about what we finna try. We just discuss that at another time. Ain't no talk during the bedroom.
Right. It's
That's the intimacy shit I'm talking about right there. That's when you just have a night of y'all just talking and discussing your future and, you know, what you going to do. That's that intimacy shit. Ain't nobody doing that while they fucking. We fucking.
I mean, you don't want to talk about
you real old school. You need to come into the new shit because that shit played out.
Mm-hmm. Really, you think
like,
so?
I bet you like when I did such and such. Yeah, you know what I mean. We gonna talk about it afterwards. We gonna talk about it while we in the bedroom. Oh, do you want me to do this? Oh, what the fuck is this? The military? Left, right? What? Do this? Do that? No. The fuck?
Coach it,
y'all missing my point. Can I please make my point?
No, you don't have
this
none.
Is all
it's
I. This
okay
is, I just got one more thing
it's
to
okay
say about it. I got one more thing
go
to
ahead
say about it, and then I'm done with it.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh my god.
Don't get mad because you embarrassed because you eat the groceries.
Yeah,
I don't eat no goddamn
groceries.
I don't do that shit.
Okay.
Well,
that's why you
there
got a problem. But,
go.
But here's my thing. You would be okay. I recall a show which you would be okay with receiving getting your groceries ate, but you're not going to eat the groceries? You childish. Grow up.
Yeah, I'm selfish, too.
Yeah. Well, he ain't getting
if I did do it,
anyway.
It's supposed to stay in the motherfucking bathroom. You ain't supposed to run around telling everybody what the fuck I'm doing.
It's not gonna stay in
and then you're mad that I'm fucking your friends because you're running your mouth. So don't get mad
when I'm
hitting your friends for running your mouth.
Well,
I
can assure you that if you eat the groceries, my best friend gonna know that you ate the groceries.
Yeah, indeed.
And then she's gonna be stalking me because she's gonna want it too. So keep running your mouth.
I might offer her to you, though.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. But you know what, though? At the end of the day, everybody eating booty. Like, it's not no... That's not true. Like, oh, no, just because your ass is living in 1950, okay? But anybody else, they eating the booty. That's the first thing they say. Damn, I'm trying to lick that ass.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so I know we done had this discussion before. So I'm keen to believe if you have never even come close to licking the ass, even accidentally, then your head sucks or your pussy eating skills suck. That means like you just sticking your tongue out like through your teeth, and then you know you need to get in there.
God damn right. Goddamn right.
God. That's why. That's you ain't.
I
ooh,
use my
Lord.
Thumb to cover that motherfucker. Make sure I don't touch it at all.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. You please tell me you lying right now.
Oh hell no.
Why I got to be lying?
Just please tell me you are. Tell me you're not being serious.
Why would you think I was serious?
Okay. Have you ever licked it from the back?
Yes.
And you put your thumb, you had your thumb planted right in there, and your hand, your four fingers were masked on top of her ass. That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
What?
Okay. You know what, y'all
every woman like a thumb in that ass. All y'all like a thumb in that ass.
I'm not saying a woman don't like a thumb in her ass. I'm not saying she don't like the plugs, the beads, all that good shit. I'm not saying that. But I'm trying to figure out why are you covering it. You're going to stick your thumb in it. But I can't deal with him, y'all. Y'all have at it. I'm done.
Okay. So I have a question. So she don't get on top and ride your face?
Who is this talking?
It's D. Who else?
Well, who was that was just talking a minute ago?
Delightful.
That's delightful.
Oh, you don't sound the same. You sound different.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so at the end of the day, do she ride your face?
Sometimes.
Well,
you
didn't
lick
ass.
You
didn't
lick
ass. Trust
that. Yeah,
I ain't lick no ass. Y'all got me fucked up.
Close. Lick ass.
Bullshit.
Look, trial dismissed.
It was wet. You don't know the difference.
Hell no, because I'm flat all up in that
ass. That's bullshit.
I can determine.
Yeah. Yeah, me fucked up.
Just say you ate some ass. That's all. It's all right. It's all right.
If it happened, you know what I'm saying, I would hope one, you know, hygiene as well, and you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just skin. It's just skin. It's okay.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with to each his own. That's just something that I just won't do.
So you don't suck toes either?
I've sucked a toe before.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry.
I've actually done
toes. I've sucked a toe before.
I can't.
It's nothing regular, but I've sucked a toe before.
So you don't do it on the regular?
Oh, man.
Oh, you are so boring.
No, I don't suck no toes on no damn regular.
He can't come.
That's a special
occasion.
You can't
come to no party. You ain't no fun. Just boring.
See, if I come to the party, you best believe it's going down.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, you talking about my
somebody
party?
Somebody going to be a victim.
Anybody's
party.
He can't come to no party. He can't come to no fun party, no birthday party, no tattoo party, no party. Shit.
Damn, I can't come to the birthday party?
No, you can't come to the birthday party.
That's fucked up. You know what?
You ain't no fun.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all can go ahead and take over the show. I'm going to just sit back and listen. I ain't fucking with y'all.
Why you want to sit back?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway.
He just found the right one.
Let's talk about your post on the wall today.
My post?
Yes, let's talk about your post on the wall today. That was a very interesting topic.
I thought so, too. Okay, so I seen this meme on Facebook or this post where it had two different hearts. One was the man's heart, one was the woman heart. In the man's heart, it had one female's name. So whether that be Mia, Keisha, Tia, whoever, just one, her name was all over his heart. And in the female's heart, it had Bob, Tim, Joe, you know, list those on. So, in short, what it was saying was men only allow one woman really in that he truly loves, that can get to him, break him down, this, that, and the other, as opposed to the woman loves freely and openly and gives bits and pieces of her heart to many. Is this true or no?
I can explain that real easy.
Use a hoe. I asked for that one, Lord.
She's a hoe. She got like 10 different names on her heart. That's a hoe.
Hold on, time out. So because she has loved 10 different dudes, she's a hoe. Or here's the twist to it. Is it that women love freely and love harder, or is it that she actually don't know what love is?
Women don't love harder than men and women. I think men and women both love hard. I don't think one of them loves harder than the other. But at the end of the day, she's still a hoe.
Okay.
She can fuck Bob, Milton, Timmy, Johnny, and when they tattooed their name on her chest.
It doesn't necessarily mean that she is loving all these or whatever, but this is how I got it. I got it to where as a guy has his wall up so much that he is not open to the love thing as much as women. Women are, you know, freely to give the love away and to whatever, even though they get sometimes burnt by the whole situation, you understand, because of, you know, lies and whatever. But women are more susceptible to give their heart to somebody than a guy is. You know what I mean? They just, like, break down where that's concerned. I mean, not every guy, but most. You know, women love quicker. Women are emotional beings. We all know that. You know, more emotional than men.
They get it freely.
Right. And it's not that men aren't emotional. It's just that women give it more freely. So that's why you will see a heart with X, Y, and Z's name on it. Because she says, oh, let me give him a chance. And even though he broke my heart, okay, let me give this one a chance. Or even though this happened and it didn't work out, let me give this one a chance. But y'all like, oh, yeah, well, it ain't work out with her. Fuck it. I'm done. You know,
yeah,
and the
right.
World goes up.
You got 10 kids and 9 baby daddies. Talking about you free with the Lord.
I took it to a whole nother level. I took it to where as there's just that one. And once that man meets that one that he does love, does let in, this, that, and the other, no woman can compare to that.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That is so true. That is very true.
That is true.
That's the one that
all
broke him,
aside,
and if she got away, you
true.
Fucked. You just fucked. He's never going to love you the same. That love that he gave her and she fucked him, you screwed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Because once he gave that chance or whatever, he's not going to do it again.
Yeah, he's just not open, susceptible to it anymore. As to where the woman keeps trying and keeps trying and keeps trying until she finds. And
yep,
I almost came to believe that a woman has different level, or anybody, let me not say women, men and women. As you get older, your understanding of love changes. So what I thought love was at 16 is not what I think it is now.
Right.
And a lot of you been watching Oprah or something today?
But a lot of times,
you know what, I just been in my feelings this week, that's all.
But you know what, though, a lot of times, too, Dyfel, it comes from the fact that, too, a lot of people don't know what love is because they never seen it, never had it, never whatever. So a lot of people are searching to find that thing which they really don't know what it is because they don't love their self first. You know what I mean? But until they, like, fully love their self and really realize what real love is, and then maybe they can go to the next level and allow somebody to love them and love the person the way they need to. You know what I mean? It's always these different levels. Oh, I love this person. No, that's not really love. But like you said, do you know what love is? No, because a lot of them probably have never had anyone to love them or have seen or, you know, that type of love. So they can't, they don't know. They're searching for it.
Wake me up when y'all finish.
You know what?
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about love.
Here we go.
Love is the same for men, goddamn. We either love you or we don't. That's it. Ain't no in between. If we don't love your ass, we're going to let your ass know by the way we treat you.
Mm.
That's a true statement. You'll know if we love you.
And how do you treat? Just out of curiosity, how do you treat a woman that you don't love?
You treat her like shit. You don't give a fuck about her.
I mean, by doing
if
what?
If I treat you,
because most men don't show that. They try to manipulate, play games. Like they do care about you, tell you lies, when we know the shit ain't true. But, you know, you try to play the game, so it ain't like they being honest. So what are the things that men do?
Well, we ain't going to show up. Yeah, I know we were supposed to go to the movies, but something came up. We can't make it. I was gonna give you that money, but if we love you, ain't nothing gonna stop us from showing up. Nothing. If I love you and I told you I'm help you pay the bill, I'm gonna help you pay that bill. If I don't love you, my brother in jail, man. I had to bail my brother out. That's what you're gonna get. Now, if I treat you like if we go out and you interact with me and my mother and I treat you the same way I treat my mother, then you know.
Why
I don't cuss
you
around
don't
my
love
mother.
Around your mother. Why would you have somebody you don't care about around your mother?
It could be a party. We went to a party and my mama was there. Somebody in the family had a party. Mm-hmm. We just happened to go to the party. And my mama.
Why would you even take a woman you don't even care about around your family?
Exactly.
Why would you even introduce a woman that you don't care about to your friends?
You just happen to be the motherfucker I'm fucking around with when I got invited to the party. That's all.
Well, why?
You just happen to be the one I was fucking at that time.
Wow. Okay.
Why not take him? Hey, my brother having a party. You want to go?
Okay, what if it's not a party? What if, you know, you just going to see your mother and you take her with you?
Oh, no, that ain't going to happen. No. If I take you to meet my mother, it's serious. It's real serious. You ain't going to meet my mama just because.
So would you tell your mother about someone that you're not serious about?
Nope. No, I would not. Why? What's the purpose?
I mean,
she might not even be there tomorrow.
I'm trying to figure out how he got that into you. I'm trying to learn something.
Yeah, so what about the kids? Well, I know you have a daughter. So if this was somebody you wasn't really feeling or nothing like that, would you still allow your daughter to be around this person?
Nope. She would never meet my daughter's only met three women in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Or in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my wives and this one girl that I dated when she first came up here. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no.
So if the woman ain't met the kids, then you know you're not important. Basically, that's
true. That's true. That's a true statement. Seriously, that's a very true statement. Mm-hmm. If you ain't met my kids or my mother, ain't nothing there. We just fucking around. That's it.
Mm-hmm. What's the timeline criteria to meet the kids?
We got to be serious.
I mean, I get that.
Ain't no timeline on being serious.
It really ain't.
It may take me
hypothetically.
It may take me 2 years to get serious. I mean, you basically got to be damn near wifey material to meet a motherfucking kid.
That's what I'm getting at. Gotcha.
You know, I mean, women may see things differently, but for most men, shit, you ain't going to just meet my baby.
Okay, wait. Let me put a twist on this. Here's my thing with the seriousness and the kids mixed in and shit. So, you date a man. Let's just say you date a man. Y'all done dated for a year and a half. Now you introduce him to your kids, and y'all all heading serious or hot and serious, whatever. But him and your kids ain't a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you at a crossroads. You can't tell nobody that, you know, you and your kids just don't know. At least I'm not going to be. You don't blend well with my kids. You can't blend well with me. So now you done wasted this year and a half of thinking you got this potential, but now you find out that it's just not gonna work. Now you fucked. So is it necessarily a good thing to wait that long?
Ladies, I can't answer that question.
I don't think for women we can wait that long anyway. The kids live with us.
Right, because we can't.
Most of the time, you know, we got the kids. So, I mean, I think it's different for men and women. Like, for me, I usually wait like 6 months, depending on who you are, a year. It just depends. And it also depends if you can. You know, sometimes the situation, you know, he accidentally meet the kids or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know,
wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Can
happens.
I rebuttal something?
Sure.
Janine, let me rebuttal something you just said. I need to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
You said
mm-hmm.
you would, it'd be about 6 months to a year before he'd meet the kids, right?
Yeah.
You have the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't never been to your house in 6 months?
That is correct.
I don't know. No.
No. Or the kids are gone, or the kids are asleep, and you got to come sneak in and sneak out before they wake up. People do
shit,
it.
I'm coming at that motherfucker loud as hell. Get y'all asses up.
You know what?
I'm waking everybody in the house up.
I'm a little more sneaky. I kind of allow my kids to meet in the group friendship setting before it's introduced that we're in a relationship to kind of see how they play off each other. You know, one or two times, maybe three. And then I kind of go from there. You don't know this is who mommy's dating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I just ask y'all one quick question?
My kids is Inspector Gadget, so they be like, who is that? What he want? What he doing? Blah, 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 blah.
I swear that's my son.
Well, who's to say I want to meet your damn kids?
If you don't want to meet my kids,
then we got a
some
problem.
Given point, then we got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we was in a relationship, I would have to do shit with and for your kids?
No.
That ain't what she just said.
I didn't even say anything about doing anything for them. I said you would want to meet them. I don't see how we're going to have a relationship if my kids are not included because they're mine. They're a part of me. They live with me. And a relationship is meant
that's
to
fine,
evolve.
But
so
do
means,
I have to?
So that means that a relationship
I have to interact
is
with
meant
your kids?
Listen. Yes. Excuse me? Do you have to interact
saying.
With the kids? How do you
am I forced to interact with them?
Okay, are you going to live with her at some given point? Are you going to move in with her or she move in with you? Y'all going to cohabitate?
Listen, what I'm saying is if you're forcing me to interact with your kids in order to be with you, I don't think that's fair. I should want to interact with your kids on my own.
Did he say force?
Yeah, we
you're forcing me to interact with your kids.
We should not support you. You should want to do that, yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you should want to interact.
Not the way she described it.
If you don't want to interact with the woman's kids, then no.
We don't want you.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't ask you to step in and be daddy, but I mean, damn, you are around them. Do you not think that you want to have some form of relationship with them?
Yeah, but I may want it on my time. I don't want to feel forced.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I mean? I mean, you tell me flat out, look, these my kids. You know, you fuck with me, you fucking with them. That's kind of you're forcing me to fuck with your kids because I want to fuck with you. I don't think that's cool.
Well, then you know what? Then you don't need to fuck with a woman with kids. How about that? Because that's just a giving, moving, elevating in a relationship. So if you know up front that you know what I'm saying, you're going to need some serious time, then you just might not want to fuck with a woman with kids.
Yeah, because if a woman has to tell you that, then that means you weren't interacting with her kids. And so she had to come to you and be like, hey, you going to interact with the kids or not? You can't be interacting with me and not my kids. So if she came to you and said that means you weren't interacting with the kids.
So, I mean, you was going to come to dinner and you was going to eat dinner and not say nothing to them? I'm trying to understand how you don't.
Of course I would.
What are we debating about?
Exactly.
I think y'all missing my point.
Nothing like that. We would never have to say anything like that unless we see that you are not interacting with the kids. Then, therefore, there would be no reason for us to say it.
Well, maybe I like you, but I don't like them little motherfuckers.
Okay,
well,
then
you don't like me no more.
Exactly. We can't be together.
All right, I'm in my Bernie Mac, fuck them kids.
Yeah, right.
But then you're saying fuck me because the kids are part of me. Then that's the whole thing. That part of that kid is me. That's me. My attitude, my values, everything that's about me is in my kids. So if you're saying you don't like my kids, you don't like me. It's the same with your daughter. If a woman come to you and say, I don't like your daughter, she act like this, that, your daughter I'm sure has some of your characteristics, telling you that this woman is not going to like me. Maybe she's feeling some type of way right now, but eventually down the road, it ain't going to work. Because if she don't like my daughter, she ain't going to like me. They are a part of
I agree
of
with
us.
That.
You see what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
And it's actually mind-boggling to see how many people actually go into marriage and don't like each other's kids. I have never seen such shit in my life, but it actually happens. Like, are you serious?
But it don't start like that.
No, I mean,
it don't start off
like
that.
You know that? No, you're not listening to me. I mean, like, seriously, like, before we get married, while we're dating, I don't like your kids. I love you, but I don't like your kids. If the kid's mother died tomorrow, your kids can't come here, and you actually marry this person. I don't understand this shit, and it happens every day.
Yeah.
Shit. It's happening. It's fucking mind-boggling to me. How does that even work?
If you told me to my face.
If your kids come over for the weekend, you leaving to go on a girls' trip or something because you don't want to be bothered with my kids. The fuck?
Take them motherfuckers with you. I ain't babysitting. I ain't their daddy.
I'm just playing. I was just getting ready to tell
you,
ever in life date a woman with kids. Never.
I married two of them.
Okay, now if this is the way you should happen to really feel, if there is ever a next,
no, I'm just playing.
Don't date. Don't
I'm
date
just
no
playing.
One kid.
Well,
but you know, you know you up there in age anyway, so you might want to find some.
Yeah,
you can have some grown kids.
What you say?
Your pace is going short.
That's all right. Long. That's all right. Long as my mama loves me, shoot, I'm all gravy, baby. Big Mike, what's up, my man?
What's up?
What's going on, brother? I see you push one. Straighten these ladies out for me, man. Straighten them out for me, dog. Only as you can.
We can't be straightened out.
Nah, what y'all talking about?
Oh, Lord.
We
you
are
push
talking
one, man.
About. Right, we thought
they
you
jumping on me
say.
As usual, man. They jumping on me as usual, dog.
No, I'm trying to figure out what y'all talking about.
Mike, could you date a woman with kids?
Depends. If she, like, got one, then, like, yeah. But if she got, like, multiple kids, no.
Okay, so if she has one kid, are you going to interact with that kid and, you know, step in and be...
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you on my opinion on that. I'm not gonna jump into no child's life like that because it's too many women out here is letting these dudes watch their kids, and you don't know nothing about that woman or her child. You know what I'm saying? No, I know I'm being serious because it's too many kids getting molested out here by the woman's boyfriend and shit. I want to be able to know that child first before I...
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, when you're serious, when y'all have established that y'all are, you know, in a relationship and y'all trying to take it to the next level, are you going to step in this child's life and be an adequate role? You know, not necessarily be the daddy and got to, you know, soul support it or this, that, and other. That may be the case, but we're not even going to use that as an example tonight. We ain't even going to go there. But are you going to interact with the kids? Are you going to try to build a relationship with said child?
I mean, yeah, if she got one kid, then yeah, you know. But like I said, I want to be able to know the child first because I'm not about to jump into something that, you know, if some bullshit jump off, then, you know what I'm saying, then it's going to become a problem.
Okay, so how do you get
to
know the kid? How do you get to know the kid? So y'all gonna have like family dates and stuff and things like that, so you can
don't get to know them motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, but you gotta understand that I want the child to ask me questions like, do you got your priorities straight? You know, A, B, C, and D. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
you know the first thing that kid gonna tell you, Mike. You know the first thing that kid gonna tell you. You ain't my daddy.
I cannot stand you, y'all.
Hold on. With that, Father Ty, you know my oldest nephew told that to me one day. Do you know what happened with him? He done called two felonies for that. But not listening. That's the
well, all I'm
one.
Saying is, man, you get to know them little motherfuckers. And then they fuck around and break your heart at the end.
But it's like this.
That's all
kid.
I'm saying.
That is not always the case.
Hold on. But I'm going to tell the child this here. If he don't want to listen, this is what's called consequences.
Yeah, what's the consequence? Wait, time out. What's the consequences?
I just told you. My oldest nephew told that to me one day. Got smart, got crazy. This motherfucker gets locked up and caught two felonies in the southern state, in the state of Kentucky. And it's all about, you know what I'm saying, if that child don't want to listen and he don't want to listen to his parents, hey, you got to tell him the consequences of what's going to happen. Because if you don't do it, the streets is going to do it for you.
I ain't mad at you, bro. Fuck them kids, man. All right.
Well, Mike has spoken, y'all.
I mean, it's not about going off, you know what I'm saying? But if she got, like, one or whatever, you know what I'm saying, then, yeah, you know, it's all cool. But if she got, like, multiple kids, you know what I'm saying? No.
So wait, time out. So you couldn't get serious with me because I have two? She got to have one, just one?
One, yeah, but if you got multiple kids, then, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Damn.
Hey, let's be
honest. Commodity, y'all. Shit. I'm off the market because I got
fuck them
two.
Kids.
Goddamn. You say fuck them kids one more time and you're going to go in time out.
I mean, if she got one, then yeah. But she got like multiple baby daddies,
Okay, I got two kids and one baby daddy, so I'm still unqualified?
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm good. She's like, I can only focus on one child at a time.
Mm-mm. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, everybody got Facebook. Let's switch gears real quick.
Huh?
Has anybody crossed the video of the woman in the tub with her vagina and it's swimming, the labia, the lips of the vagina is swimming like a fish?
Mm-mm.
No, I ain't seen that.
And I don't think
Janine,
I want to.
Janine, I'm gonna inbox it to all y'all. I sent it to D earlier. In all my time, I have never seen such shit. You don't want to see it, but you see it, and it, like, mind boggles you. Like, you're trying to figure out what the fuck is really going on.
She need a pussy lip.
I mean, seriously, it almost looked like it's a fish that swam up in her shit, and the fins are... I can't even describe it good enough in words. It's so. I don't know. Dave, would you tell them, like, this is some shit you just don't see every day? She has disappeared. She ain't no help.
Well, I'm looking, shit.
Nah,
I ain't saying that.
I can't inbox it to you right now, but after the show, I'll maybe inbox it to you.
Okay.
It's pretty damn interesting. Not to mention, I came across another video of a man actually fucking these down. That was some interesting shit, too.
I'm sure you can find a lot of them.
You know what? You know, my Facebook feed is real boring. So when I come across this shit, it be mind-boggling me. But, you know, everybody quit to leave these women, but the man was fucking the Dow, and he couldn't even stay hard. So y'all finna leave us for this damn rubber Dow?
Well, yeah, that dog gave did us a favor. See, you can't get hard no way. You gonna take your dick with yourself somewhere else.
It was bending like a spaghetti noodle. It was al dente.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Does that say something about the woman?
Yeah, you need a doll.
He had her all dressed
that
up
something
like
about
a little girl and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What says something about the woman?
You know, all these men talk about these damn dolls, and I wish they get one. And then as the woman or the wife, I will make them motherfuckers take it with them everywhere they go. No, you take that bitch with you. Mm-hmm. But in the car.
I proudly do it, too.
In the car.
Take her to meet your mama.
Exactly. Put her in the car. Take her to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put some clothes on. Shit, we gonna meet my mama.
Yeah, put some clothes on. Mm-hmm.
The day you take a dow to meet your mama is the day she gonna have you locked away.
You might be right.
Well, shit, why not?
I did not raise you like this. You done lost your damn mind. Come on here.
I'm just saying. Why not? You hear me? In my Master P voice.
Janine, have you ever met a man who will not come through head? Hold on. Let me not
that
say that
what?
He can't come. That he can't come through head. He just refuses to.
That says something about you, Father.
I can't say that I've ever met a man that I haven't been able to make him come, but I have met one that don't want to come through here because he likes
And that's what I'm saying. Now, I've been successfully done got him off a few times, but on the norm, they refuse, and I think it's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish as fuck. Like, when I say, I'm just going to say, let's just say a good 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they just refuse. So when they get to that point, when you get to that point, they wiggle, they maneuver their body, whatever the fuck they got to do, and they mental, I don't know, but they just fucking refuse.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole point of sucking you. It's so you can get off. But you don't want to. You want to fuck afterwards. So is that not selfish?
You should say that at the beginning.
They know that, though. They know that, though. They're just selfish. That's my opinion. They're selfish.
That's not being selfish. We don't want to bust like that.
What I got was you just look so good down there. I just don't want it to end. What the fuck?
Oh, that's a lie. That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
It's a lie, but it's a good one, huh? Hmm. Okay.
I'm not gonna say it's a lie.
So in other words, my skills are par to the past select few, but to this one, they're not up to par. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not him, so I can't answer that. You know what kind of skills you got.
I do.
I said he knows what kind of skills you got.
He do, too.
That's what I'm saying. So he the only one that can answer that question.
You ain't no help.
Now, you
me.
Know,
I was
you
want to
Janine.
I was
you
talking
come
Janine
and show
anyway.
Me what you're talking about, then, you know, I can answer
yeah,
that question.
Okay. I can send you a video.
No. I need live in person in color. Damn video.
I don't think he would like that though.
Well, you know, what you don't know won't hurt him. I won't tell if you won't.
Well, and this is how cheating happens.
Everybody cheat. So I was told.
I agree with you. I think everybody does cheat. I think everybody has cheat. I think you choose when you want to cheat and when you don't want to cheat. So, you know, you can go 10 years without cheating. You know what I'm saying? And y'all break up and they might want to be with the next one and cheat again. You know, shit goes in cycles. I agree with you. You choose who you
well,
want to be.
Well, first of all, if
you
broke
know.
Up, it's not cheating. It's you ain't together.
I said
but
if
does
you
cheating
broke up
have
with
to be
them
physical?
And went to the next.
No, cheating don't always have to be physical.
Oh, no, I'm glad somebody said no. Explain that to me.
It's very much so.
How am I cheating if it's not physical? How can I cheat if it's not physical?
You can mentally have a relationship and connection with somebody that could be worse than if you fuck this bitch that you don't even know, and that was it.
And that's the shit that hurts. When most men cheat,
what?
A woman can listen to me. When most men cheat and you just out there fucking, a woman is more susceptible to, or whatever I just tried to say, to get over that. But when you actually have an emotional connection with this female, you letting her into places that only I am supposed to be in, you done fucked up. You done royally fucked up.
I don't see how that answers the damn question. How can I cheat if it's not physical? How can you cheat without being
emotionally
physical?
Mm-hmm.
How
can you not?
How the
mental,
hell does that work?
A mental.
Because
give me
an relationship
example.
Is
I need
mental.
An example.
A relationship is mental. You have sex. You know, you have the physical aspects of kissing, fucking, touching, hugging, etc. But it's mental. You mentally have me. I mentally have you. So if you go give that mental state to someone else, you're cheating. Because I no longer have that security that that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
if that
don't
make
sense
to you, yeah, all right.
You still ain't gave me an example. Give me an example.
I just gave
mental.
You one.
I need a, okay, we sitting down. Okay, if I'm
so
talking to her,
you,
if I'm flirting with her, am
you,
I cheating?
You, right, okay, if you and I are in it, me and you have been in a relationship for 3 years. Let's just say we've been in a relationship for 3 years. We don't hit a hard spot where we are at odds. And you meet said woman. Now you're texting her daily. You're calling her daily. You're talking to her daily. You're sharing what happened in your day with her. You go to her for your support. Everything. You don't give me any of this. You're giving it all to her. So when you wake up in the morning and you look forward to that text from her and not your girl, you're cheating.
I haven't touched her, though, so how am I cheating?
Oh, my God. You know what? Obviously, I'm not explaining it correctly, so someone else, please try. If it can even be done, you know, trying to explain shit to him is like trying to talk
if
to,
it can be done.
To a brick wall.
Shots fired, ladies and gentlemen. Shots fired. Wow.
There ain't no shot. That's the motherfucking
I'm
truth.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't understand your analogy. I'm so sorry. I don't see how I'm cheating. Just because you text somebody, that don't mean you're cheating.
Yeah, okay. You ain't got no business texting no other woman, period, first off. So you're cheating.
Exactly.
Why not?
So it wouldn't be a problem if I'm your wife and I'm texting Bob every day, all day. I'm talking about
first of all,
every day,
who is Bob?
All day.
How do you know Bob?
Okay. Exactly. Why are you talking to Bob?
Somebody,
who is Bob?
He's somebody she work with every day. So not only is she texting him every day, she work with him every day.
He's smiling at me. He's bringing me roses. You know what I'm saying? He's giving me this connection that you just, the shit that you just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but
are you showing me the
but
text?
She ain't fucking him. But she ain't
fucking him at all.
She ain't cheating.
But are you showing me the text?
Why
you showing me what Bob
that?
Texting you?
No.
Oh.
Then it's a problem. If you can't show me the text, then
so
yeah, that's
you,
a problem.
Are you, okay, so are you sent to show me these texts that you're texting this woman? That,
if you ask me, yeah.
Her, if I ask, why should I even have to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe,
okay,
you know what?
If I'm texting and you say...
I'm talking to Janine every day. You know, she's giving me the support that I need. She's building me up and uplifting me in ways that you can't. Are you going to come to me and tell me that?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
at the same time, how am I cheating?
You know,
I've never slept with this woman, so how am I cheating?
You know what? Look here.
Just because we text each other, and I'll show you the text if you ask.
if I ask, I shouldn't have to ask. But let me break this down to you real quick. You are said years older than me, and if I understand this and you don't understand this, it's a problem. So I'm just gonna shut up.
30 years older than you.
I did not. I, Lord.
Here he go.
I didn't say any. I didn't even say a number. I said
said years older.
Hey,
you know what? You know what? Put some respect on my name, all right?
Yeah, okay. I'll put some respect on your name when you understand the shit that's going on in the world today, because clearly you just, you're not getting it.
He is stuck in the old time zone.
Well, I mean, what else do you, what else do you want? What else do you want from me?
What more do you want from me?
I want you to get hip. I want you to eat the groceries. I want you to understand that if you're texting another woman for all the emotional support, that you're cheating. I want you to understand that it's okay to tell your homies that you eat the groceries. It's okay to go on this show and say that you eat the groceries. I want you to understand that sex is a fun act, and it is okay to enjoy it and try different things.
Yeah, be spontaneous.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, I whatever.
What
time is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm done fucking with him tonight.
Yeah, I know. What time is it? God damn it.
Hey, y'all better watch it. It's my show. You're
you better get hip.
Janine, I ain't heard from you. Janine, can if it ain't physical, it's not cheating, correct? If it's not physical, it's not cheating, correct?
That's not true. That's not true.
Wow, how can you cheat on somebody if you ain't fucking nobody?
Then mentally stimulate her and she stimulates you. That's the bullshit.
There it go. I promise you, fuck that bitch and leave her alone.
I wouldn't give no fuck. But if you mentally connected to this hoe, we got a problem.
That's
when you mentally connect with a female, she has the upper hand on me. She has the chance of taking you.
You're
no longer mine.
You damn right. That connection? Hell no. I mean, everybody, a piece of pussy. Once you get it, you know, but you ain't got nothing else but wanting to get the pussy is one thing. But if somebody is mentally stimulating your mind, you talking to her, y'all going back and forth, that's a mental relationship. That is worse. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I cut a nigga loose for that shit. Oh, hell no. Nah.
That is a good. You are putting in work. That is the best way to explain that. There, getting pussy is easy.
So you're letting me fuck mentally than physically.
Is some work. Yes, I would rather you go fuck.
So if I came here and say, "Yeah, baby, I fuck you mentally, but I fuck up physically," you okay with that?
I might say, well, bring her home and let us fuck her together. How about that?
I'm selfish like that. You know I like to share.
You know what? You just want to. I'm not going in with him. Mm-hmm. Y'all deal with that shit.
Not that shit.
Oh, shit. I can't take y'all serious. Y'all are a mess.
I'm just fucking with you, man. Calm down.
We are expected to be real. We are expected to be real on this show. You can't be bullshitting.
I'm just bullshitting. No, man.
No, I'm just.
Say what you mean what you say.
Sometimes that ain't a good thing.
I don't know, but I just had a nice bubble bath, and it was really nice.
Oh,
I hope all y'all ladies get one tonight.
Mm-hmm. Did you light some candles, girl?
I did. Did you order your pretty kitty?
No, I need that. I need the information.
You know, I'm just going to send you some. I'm telling you, it makes you a whole new motherfucking woman.
Ooh.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm just going to send you a gift.
Yes.
Janine, do you know about that?
What is it?
It's Pretty Kitty. It's an all-natural, organic, feminine wash.
Mm-hmm.
And, baby, when I tell you, once you use it, you don't go back. I'm going to send you, it matches me your address. I'm going to send you a gift, too. It doesn't do anything. It's like Summer's Eve or, you know, using Dove, except it's all natural and organic. There's no, it naturally balances out your pH balance and things like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's apple cider vinegar and distilled water. And, you know what I'm saying? It's natural.
I'm inboxing it right now.
It's the best shit popping. I ain't telling you, make your vagina, every time you put it on there, it's like, woo. Back to 13. Now, she does have, the lady that I buy it from and who makes it, she does have one that's called Moisture. And I don't know if it's a mind thing, to be honest, but it does create some shit down there. It creates some extra shit, so you can't use that one on a daily. Like, you can't put that on before you go to work because you're going to be just stupid at work.
What up, Marley?
Hey, what's going on?
There goes my baby.
Sound like the wife was talking about my loving. Make your body
balance.
I was.
All
right.
She a little off balance. When you coming to get her right?
Hey, I'll be there in about 4 hours.
All right, I'll see you then.
You see a big old gray truck that say Tempe Steel on the side? You know it's me.
I ain't going to be looking for the truck. I'm going to leave the door unlocked. Come on in.
All right.
I'm going to be asleep. I want to be woke
up. Technically, what they doing is cheating on each other, right? They cheat. They both cheating right now, right?
Who's cheating?
Oh, my God.
There he go with the bullshit.
I know, right? Like, he know what we talking about. He just trying
I'm
to
saying,
play.
Did y'all just, am I the only one heard this conversation they just had? Sound like cheating to me.
We talking about people that have a mental connection. They just playing around. And you know that.
Really? You think that didn't sound like they were playing to me?
You know that. Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, that means Marley know where I live at, right? That means me and Marley. Marley, me and you talk every day, baby.
In my mind, yeah.
Well, shit. I'm halfway to cheating. Shit, my bad.
You know. We got that old MCI connection in my mind. You know.
Okay. So if I really have a conversation with him, then I'd be cheating. But see, I'm just gonna keep it on the show. We just gonna be flirts on the show.
Uh huh. And she been
see,
doing that.
Trap.
She was. I be sending her all kind of little stuff on Sin City Radio. I don't get no response back, so.
You ain't sent me nothing lately. I was on there earlier this week. I ain't seen nothing from Molly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I be seeing his little stuff on there, Marley.
Yeah, you see?
He's sending you my shit now. Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
I didn't say that.
Hey, I have to go somewhere.
I just see the eyes underneath the pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, I'm talking about direct messaging. So if you ain't got no direct messaging, we good. Okay.
Okay. shit, what the hell is this? Let me turn around.
Y'all tripping. Mm-hmm. I love all y'all, though, man. I got number love for everybody on the show.
We love you, too.
From the bottom of my heart.
I'm
talking
I'm
about
jealous.
The pastor.
I'm getting no inbox, Marley.
Oh,
and you
I'm
ain't going to get none,
to
damn it. The fuck?
You ain't getting no inbox, baby.
Now, you know what? I love you, boo, but see, I some just ain't shareable. You know, just
yeah,
we can't share that. Damn! Well, I thought we sharing with Karen. The hell?
Hey. It is. You know, most of them, but you know, a few select ones you got to keep to yourself.
Yourself, yeah. Mm. First one, Janine. Janine just dropped.
It's bad enough. I already got to share them with the wife. Damn! Now you want me to add you to the mix? Now, shit.
You know?
You cutting my time down to once a week.
I only share them when we all together.
Oh, well, you know. Well.
Might work that way, huh?
It might, you know. Marty like that shit.
Yeah. I got to fantasize about it. Shit, I ain't getting it in real life. Shit.
Damn.
I can still handle about three of them.
Oh, huh? So you want us to bring Janine too, huh?
Oh yeah.
Shit, we is not gonna be the cause of that damn suicide. Oh hell,
I'm trying to tell somebody. I hate to have to call the wife and say he died on top of her.
How did he die? With his thing in the house and the thing in the face. I can't do it.
I don't want to make that phone call.
He had a heart attack from too much pussy.
Uh-huh. Mm.
That's a hell of a way to die, though.
Hey, you might as well get him when you can still do it hard. You know, when you get 7 years old, all you can do is soft pound, you know? Or that hard pound is when you get 70.
Lord.
Go out with a bang.
I mean,
we'll let you join if you eat the groceries. We don't want to leave you out, but you got to eat groceries.
No. He can't get in, y'all. No, why he can't get in. Stop it.
And portions aren't fun unless everybody in on it.
In the jungle. I'm not playing in the jungle. I refuse, goddamn it. I refuse.
I tried, Tarma. I tried. I tried to give you a golden ticket. They said no.
My name is Bennett. I ain't in it.
Yeah, all right.
So has anybody actually did a foursome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I've never done that.
You made me jealous.
somebody tell me how that was. Just tell me. Do I need to try one?
I mean, it was for women, so.
Nah, hell no. I'm
going to
need a piece of
long
action somewhere.
I was talking about three women and a man. I mean, I had one, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Hmm. Well, what happened? Was it? It wasn't enough? Can you tell me?
You know, because I'm all about being into the woman, but I think one of the women, you know, wanted more of the man, which it didn't bother me, but then it bothered the other woman. You see what I'm saying? Because we was mad anyway. He ain't coming home with neither one of y'all. So my thing was, girl, share. I mean, you ain't got to be selfish. So,
right.
And they were friends. So it was like she was hating on her own friend.
She hadn't had none in a while. She needed to get it in. She needed a fill up. That's all that was. I'm a hoe.
I don't know, but you know, she had the tongue ring and all this and that, and she, you know, was going down on him and stuff like that. And, I mean, she really was, like, trying to confiscate him, like, no, can't nobody else have him but me. And I'm just like, girl, this girl is crazy as ever. But, you know, I let him enjoy himself. I ain't taking away from him, but it was just like, I guess I understand it. What's the point of doing the foursome? It's supposed to be for everybody. We all can enjoy it together. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
You know, like tough up pass. It wasn't no tough up pass action going on.
Yeah, she was trying to be tough. So, I mean, that was her friend. They left together, so I'm sure they had little conversations or whatever. I was just like, you know, I had the tongue rings here. You know, I ain't never getting that shit, so tell me how it was.
You know what?
Why you not getting
it? It was the worst 30 seconds of my life. I ain't lying, but I love it now.
Girl, you better flick of that
time. Now, what I will say, though, I really had to adjust my skills. Like, to them, it feels no different to them, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
But to me,
mm-hmm.
I feel it's a difference. So I had to, you know, readjust. I had to go get a shorter tongue ring. And, right, because I was like, wait a minute. Now, I can't deep throat like I want to. Something to fuck this shit. I was ready to take this bitch out.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't use the long one because it get in the way. Sometimes I just take mine out if I know, you know, I want to be real, real nasty because it do get in my way.
Yeah, now see, but I was told that I had to leave it in 6 months before I take it out.
Right,
or in
you did. I mean, I've had mine since I was 18, though, so you know what I mean.
Okay, see, I ain't hit my 6 month quota yet, but best believe, I can't wait till it get there because I, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my tongue ring, I like it more with a woman than I do with a man.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Because when you flickering it and stuff, like the man, it's just a back and forth motion that even your tongue can do or whatever. But with the woman, it's kind of different. So, yeah. But then, you know, you can buy the little different kind of tongue rings.
Is bulky.
Yeah.
God damn. How does that work with fucking with 3 inches of thickness? Like, I mean, shit, I ain't gonna have no room.
You know what?
Like, he already thick, and then this damn thing is a half inch thick. Like, I don't know how that's gonna work.
Open wide.
I've only stretched so far.
Yeah.
Trying to kill me.
Open
wide, like,
goddammit. Open wide.
Now, look, I ain't trying to crack my mouth all up and have to get stitches and stuff and just trying to please you. Now, damn it. Look, I'm just saying they need to come out with a flat vibrator or something. Maybe I need to, you know, get to the drawing board because this motherfucker bulky. It's kind of bulky. And then the motherfucker only lasts for like 15 minutes.
Oh,
that's why we spending all that money on them dolls. Cause the dolls don't complain. They don't talk. They don't complain at all. They don't say my mouth ain't big enough. They don't say shit. They just take it.
Well, my man has no complaints last I checked.
Till he get that doll.
The doll can't do what I do, I assure you.
Right?
Oh no. Oh no!
You know, sometimes I wish I was a hoe. So sometimes I really wish I was a hoe, so I can just, you know, let y'all see. But I can't, cause y'all talk major shit, and y'all the main motherfuckers that leave y'all looking puzzled and looking dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dream about that doll every day.
Wow. This motherfucker, he drinks about the bath.
She don't complain. She don't talk. She don't say shit. She just please. Her job is to please. That's it.
Most women don't talk.
I ain't
got
to take it to the stove.
Who? No, I just moan because they like it.
I concur, but I mean, in the way he talking nagging. Don't no woman nag while giving head. Unless they just don't like it. And I, for one, like it. I get worth screaming about. No. I said my mouth wasn't big enough.
Oh, hold on. Before we get up out of here. Hold on, before we get up out of here, I got to send a shout out to my boys in Gangsterville. We got a new caller, y'all. Let's see who the caller is.
Oh, I know who that is. I think I know who that is.
Well, let's find out. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Nine. You press one. What's your name? It's amazing to me. People push one, you bring them in, and they don't want to talk.
First name Raz, last name Barry. Oh, there we go. Did you hear that?
Hey, Raz.
Yes, ma'am.
What up? I'm sick of hearing
like
about
damn
these
third
dogs.
Grade teacher.
What'd you say, Raz?
These dolls, you keep talking about these motherfucking dolls, and we was just on the subject of giving head. Like, is this doll gonna let you lay back while she give you some head, or you got to get on
yes,
top of
do.
This bitch and fuck her motherfucking mouth?
Nope. You lay back now. She do all the work. Battery operated, baby.
That's
all
they
gonna do
with
no woman gonna do.
They been getting a dial that's supposed to remember the shit that he say. Like, they is getting out of hand with these goddamn dials.
She only cost me $2.99 a month for some batteries. That's it.
Damn.
You, I gotta get your hair done. I gotta get your nails done. I gotta get your toes done. I gotta feed you. Too damn expensive. Y'all cost too much.
And then
that's
y'all,
for your ass.
Yeah. Now you on the subject of
y'all
somebody.
Days got numbers.
Well,
a lot of lenses,
you know,
in the world coming
you know,
up.
He's not up to speed on the new shit anyway, so the dial might be suitable for him.
The
damn right, it cost me $2.99 a week.
The dog not going to care if you eat her groceries.
I came with y'all tonight.
But I guess you're going to put your finger on her booty hole too, right?
I can't with y'all.
He might
right,
as well,
who's Raspberry?
It might shoot lubricant out the other hole. You know, I'm sure the canal will meet up.
Raspberry is from
who's
the Playhouse.
Who's this Raspberry?
She's from the Playhouse.
Well, how you doing, Raspberry? How's it
I'm
going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm glad you... Oh, here
Marley,
we go.
Marley, you better watch your lips.
Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, yeah. No problem.
You know, we started like an hour and a half ago, though. Future references.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and inbox
okay.
me on the slide.
Good night to you, too. You have a good night, too, you and your dog.
Excuse me.
You and your dog.
Excuse me, Marley. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, boo-boo. I'm talking to you, hon.
I suggest you look here. You going to be buying the Dow next.
I told you, man. We go half, man.
Yeah.
I take her for the winter, you take her for the fall.
Yeah. I haven't seen nothing sexy and brown in a while.
That's nasty shit. I just want y'all to know. We not sharing that.
I take her from January 1st till June 15th, and then I mail it to you, dog. You just mail it back.
Okay, I can have it for the summertime and in the winter. Okay. All right.
There you go.
That's about the only way you people
batteries,
gonna get
the
dad go half.
Hey.
We ain't got to spend
sure
no more money.
Push-ups and sit-ups, you know what I'm saying, so I can be able to handle two of them.
See, if you think about it, man, with the dog, all you buying is batteries all year round. That's it. That's all you buying, dude. Now,
well,
think about
smart and buy
with a real woman.
Think about how much money you spend on a real woman. Just to take out on a date. Think about how much you drop. What? $7,500?
Damn.
For one date.
What kind of women
y'all
dating?
Dude, that's a year supply of batteries. What you say?
What
kind
of
women we
dating? Y'all date? And last I checked, women take men out on dates too.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you, I can almost guarantee this, that I've spent more money than most men that I've ever dated.
Well, really?
Because I just think like that. You know, I'm thoughtful like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much you think you spend on a date?
On a date?
Yeah, how much you think you spend?
The most I've spent on a date was when Indy won the Super Bowl. I think I cashed out at about $1,200 for that weekend.
You spent all that on one guy?
I spent that all on one guy in 2 days. From what he had on to what we did.
Damn, shit. Hey, I'm free. What you doing Friday night?
You know what?
Your treat, of course. Your treat.
What I'm gonna be doing Friday night is treating him. It's usually what I do on Friday nights.
Hmm. Well, you need to go ahead and
$1,200 on one day.
Come on down.
Shit.
I mean, it was a weekend though. $1,200 ain't a lot for a weekend.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of woman I need. Shit, she spent $1,200 in 1 weekend.
Yeah, hold on, don't get it fucked up. This is not no every weekend thing.
Oh, okay.
We got bills and responsibilities.
It's tax time,
right?
You tax pimping?
Yeah.
No, I actually wasn't tax pimping because you know that shit had to be paid for before taxes. Now his outfits and shit, yeah, that was a bit of tax time mixed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's cool to explore.
You're right.
Go to a hotel.
You're right about that.
Fancy hotels. And it's a cool shrimp and strawberry.
We had a ball. I actually want to say that was the best time and best date in those years that we went on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
pretty sure it was a good day for him. Shit, he ain't spend no money. That's that. Anytime you ask for no money, it's a great date. It's a great date. Shit, let's have another. I'm waiting for the second date.
Yep.
Nah, he was on.
I ain't got to spend no money. That's what's up. All right, y'all. We didn't went over, man. It's time to raise up out of here. D, you got any last words for us?
No, it's been real. Fuck them dolls. That's all I got to say. Fuck them dolls. They ain't real.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. Delightful.
I'm good.
It has been a very interesting night with you guys. Timer, I expect this year for you to eat the groceries and report back to us.
That shit ain't going to happen.
Eat the groceries.
Keep waiting.
I promise you, you're going to be rewarded.
I'm not hungry.
Eat the groceries.
I'm not hungry.
I'm cool on that.
Molly.
I'm cool on that.
You and me both.
Yeah.
What you got, Marty?
I just don't want to admit it.
Oh, well, another good show, you know. I love hearing to talk to mama ladies. My dude, I don't know where Kaz at tonight. He might be asleep or something. And talk to y'all next week. And don't be ashamed to go ahead and inbox me a little something here and there once in a while. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
I caught the message, but make sure you say who you want it from while you hinting.
He named all of them.
Oh, did he now? Oh, well, y'all send him something then. because I'm selfish.
Hey, you know, you're my Dewey Flower gang.
Mm-mm.
You know?
No.
My DFG, I got to have a gang. A gang got to be at least three people. Can't be just
no,
two.
No. D and Raz, y'all handle that. I'm about to find me a new boo.
No, you ain't. I'm coming there and have to lay some hands on you. Nice and gentle, though. Nothing violent. Once you into that.
All right, y'all. Hold on. Raspberry, you ain't like, I know it's your. Is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. Got a virgin in the house.
All right.
Hold
next time, call a little bit earlier so we can get to know you.
Papa Care.
We do this every Wednesday.
I know.
You a virgin to the show. You got any last words for us?
No.
She said no.
She got to soak it all in, man.
All right, I'm going to let you know a little secret.
You're kind of a lot.
I'm going to let you know a little secret. If you can't think of nothing to say, you can always say it was a good show. So we're going to start over. Raspberry, you got any last words for us?
Like, shit, no,
you can't be doing that. I just said I'm shy now. It took me a whole hour and a half to talk. But the show was real. Okay?
I swear, man, you true supporters, boy. Y'all getting very bold lately. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, I had fun. I enjoyed myself. And I will definitely be back next week.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. And good night. All right, y'all. See y'all. Talk to y'all next week. Peace.
All right.